Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War Fitness in Fenton podcast with your hostess, who doesn't eat the French toastest because of the glutens, me.
It's mostly because of the sugar.
Oh, me, I know. Andrew Charlesworth, and with, obviously, the very special, the very sweet, the very tiny Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Say hi to the viewers. Say hi.
Hello.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about training while being tweaked or slightly injured or less than ideal, something.
I like that. Training by being tweaked in terms of body, terms of mental.
Yeah.
In terms of stress level, mm-hmm. in terms of whatever. Now,
could even be a sickness.
Yeah.
Little sickness, because it's that time of year.
Sickness, or you just had a major life event. You just had a baby. Mm-hmm. We got the pregnancy thing going around in the gym right now.
Yeah.
Some people caught that bug.
Yeah.
And let's dive into that. You have experience with this. I have experience with this. And I think we handle it different ways. Obviously, ladies first. Before you hurt yourself originally.
I've had two major injuries in the past probably 7 or 5 years.
But previous to that, you never got hurt.
Never.
You always used to say to me, we'd be in our apartment, you'd be like, I don't get injured. I don't get sore. I mean, it didn't sound like that. Maybe it did. But that would be your thing. And then, so go to your first injury day. What were you doing? Why do you think it happened?
Okay. So my first really bad injury was a torn labrum in my hip. And I was heavy overhead squatting. I remember it specifically. It was while I was going down in the overhead squat and literally couldn't like move my leg for a little bit. Couldn't squat. Definitely hurt to walk. And that lasted a really long time. And I went to a couple physical therapists that helped me out. But the main issue with that was that I was overextending in mm-hmm. my back. So overextension is like, think about if you're standing up tall and you're like sticking your butt out and sticking your ribs out. I did that constantly in my movement. I wasn't really aware of it. So kind of wear and tear over time, never had any issues, but then all of a sudden my hip just snapped. So that took a lot of time to rehab back. But the cool thing was, is that I honestly rehabbed doing CrossFit movements.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then my second big injury was, I think it was in 2016. I was just starting to get back to squatting and we were pulling heavy deads and I'm stupid. So I was like, well, I'm going to take off my belt for this one so that the heavier one feels lighter. Well, took off my belt, tried to rip, I think it was like 245 or something. And just, it felt like someone like shot me in the back. Dropped to my knees. That was really bad. I think that was an L5S1 disc injury that, again, never specifically diagnosed, but took me about 9 months to get back to actually doing movements as prescribed. So mm-hmm. that was a long journey.
Yeah. And remember, those are like, those are self-diagnosed. Once again, like we don't know. We don't know if things were torn, tweaked, muscle, yada, yada.
That was a speculation by the people I was talking
yeah.
to. I never got MRIs. I never did that just because I don't know. I don't know why I didn't do that, but I just knew that I wanted to keep training and I had to keep training in order to keep my sanity.
Okay. So now start to talk about the first big thing that you did with your back was something that happened. It was an acute thing. Like, mm-hmm. bam, something happened. Holy crap. And then you actually had to get onto a plane the following day for like 4 hours or something. It was like the next day or two.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't help anything. You know, the inflammation sets in. The muscles tighten up. Mm-hmm. A lot of things happen like that. And then after that.
It got better before it got worse.
Yeah. After that, we did do we hired someone to help you, like a trainer.
Yep.
And you were slowly crawling back to where you were.
I couldn't do a burpee. I couldn't run. I couldn't even sit for more than 10 minutes. Like
mm-hmm.
if I was traveling for seminars or whatever, I would have to take, this is bad, I'd have to take a leave to sit on a plane for 30 minutes. It was awful.
Yeah. That was to me your biggest injury. Yeah. And like you mentioned, it was an ego thing and it was a not being smart thing. But at the time you didn't really know. You did, I remember it exactly. You did 5 sets of 10 at 225 with your belt on. And then you felt so good that you decided to, I'm going to try to today to pull 300. So you've already done 50 repetitions at about 80%+ of your one rep max. And then you took off your belt because you're like, well, I'm going to go up higher and then I'll take off my belt and then I'll put it back on at 300. And when you took off your belt, that changes the mechanics, that changes the bracing positions.
Yep.
And boom, there we go.
Yep.
So that was a long one for you. And most people don't have that long of an injury, but if you do, I think you inspired a lot of people with kind of Instagram and all that shit stuff. Dang it. That was the first time that got bad. You inspired a lot of people because you were disciplined.
Yeah.
You didn't let you, you did the open. I think you did it scaled.
That was toward the end.
That was towards the end. Rehab. You couldn't do the open.
Did it scaled.
Sucked it up and you just got through it. And now it's, I mean, you're just back to where you are normally. Like this is, you survived. And the back is always something where people don't know if they're going to make it. Like back things, I always tell people in the level ones, I don't know why I ran on this, but think of your body as like the Awa from Avatar. And the Awa was the big tree that got all life. That is essentially your spine. And if you have a minor error on your spine, it is going to be like the whole world is ending in your body. Yeah. That being said, if you break your toe, actually people break their toe frequently. Mm-hmm. You do absolutely nothing for it except kind of bitch and complain and it hurts.
Yeah.
If you broke your back, you would be paralyzed. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things like people use those terms like it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt or you're not suffering or whatever, but the spine is always something that one small thing takes whatever. So
yeah, so I think there's like those catastrophic things that happen right away and you're like, oh man, I'm done for. And there's also some things that are like wear and tear, which I think you have a lot of, like, I just got this shoulder thing, or I just got this like knee thing or this hip thing. And that you just kind of, sometimes you ignore during training and sometimes you can't ignore.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing when you're training with an injury or a tweak or one of those just wear and tear things is like, you just have to do things that don't hurt.
Yes.
It's easy to focus on what you can't do. Oh my gosh, I can't do a pull-up. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, you can do a lot of other things that are still going to get you a really good workout. And sure, you're not maybe eliciting the same power output that you would be doing something if you were able to at that time, but you can still get a good sweat on.
Absolutely.
You can still do, you know, stuff in the class. It's just a little bit modified.
I think Megan Bade, our coach Megan, was a huge example of this, of focusing on what you can do, not what you can't do. Because your mind immediately goes to, oh shoot, I can't squat.
Right.
Oh shoot, I can't squat. I love squatting. Oh my God, if I can't squat, my legs are getting small. Oh my God, if I can't squat, I'm not going to do well in the in the open the following year. Oh my God, if I can't squat, it's like, no, just
but
chill.
But for Megan, her lower body is, and compared to her upper body, is stronger.
By the way, Megan dropped a glass thing and like tore her Achilles.
Sort of deal. She dropped a bunch of glass shower door. Sliced her Achilles. It was a bit of a long recovery. It's not as bad as it could have been, but she is pretty weak in her upper body compared to her lower body. So she spent a lot of time working on her upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge thing because it was like, it kind of forced her too to look and be like, well, now I have to do this.
Yeah.
Now I have to work on my upper body because I can't really do anything with my lower body. But she was on the ski erg and all that. And she did a lot of what she could do. Versus like just pouting because she couldn't do something. One of my biggest pet peeves is when people are like, where have you been? Why have you been here? Like, oh, I hurt my shoulder. I'm like, why don't you just come in? You know that we can modify something for you. We'd rather just, it's literally no trouble at all to modify. It takes us, we've been doing this for a long time. It takes us 4 seconds in our brains to modify something.
Yep.
So if you're ever tweaked or anything, don't be afraid to be like, hey, I got a thing going on where my knee hurts. Can we do something that doesn't hurt my knee? Sweet. We got you.
Another. So that's the awesome thing. If something acute happens in your life where it's a big deal, focus on what you can do, not what you can't do, and always come to the gym and work out because you will always be happier. Now let's go to what you talked about more with me, like, the classic, my shoulder, my knee, my hip. And I mean,
or just like those annoyances.
Yeah.
They're just kind of
chronic.
Numb. Yeah.
Okay. Chronic. So I'm chronic, right? I'm a chronic example of that where I've never had anything extremely big that has held me back. I also didn't always listen to my body, mm-hmm. right? Like if I couldn't squat, I was still going to squat like that. And that stuff's not smart. Now let's talk about the chronic. I have an itis. I have a tendinosis, tendinopathesis, whatever you want to say. I mean, there are certain things that you can control and certain things you can't control. First, it all dials back. What can you control? Your nutrition. Do not eat a high diet inflammatory stuff. That's not going to help.
Right.
I know that seems like, oh, you're weird. No, that's where it starts. Another thing, control your stress, sleep well, you know, do all those things. Now we'll get to the gym. You may have to get there earlier and do a little warm up, a little more. Okay. Maybe you just need to get more blood flow going, mm-hmm. but we would never say this to you in coaching, but we can say it on the podcast. If you're chronically tweaked, that might be your fault. You're either going too heavy, you're either going too fast,
correct.
And you're ignoring these things. If you ever at any moment stop, grab the coach and say, hey, am I doing this right? Because you're worried if it's not, you just helped us out. But also, if you have the fear of, this doesn't seem right because it kind of is Yankee, it's Yankee, then you need to slow down or figure out your technique.
Right. The biggest thing I see is when people jump to butterfly pull-ups too uh-huh. before. That's why I literally program kipping pull-ups.
Yeah.
Like, stop with the butterfly. If it's not there, it's not there, and that's okay. But if you have and I'm never going to like stop someone and be like, stop trying to get better at pull-ups.
Yeah.
If you want to try to get better at pull-ups and do those butterfly pull-ups, that's fine. But just understand, I put that little chart out there in the group a little bit ago. Like, hey, you should have 20 or so kipping pull-ups in a row before you try to do butterfly pull-ups.
Correct.
Because those are so Yankee on the shoulder.
And what I think truly differentiates our gym from other gyms, this isn't just CrossFit, this is just everything, is that we will take it a step further. Example right there. Jen is totally right. You should be doing kipping pull-ups as a foundation and strong before butterfly pull-ups. Hell, you should be doing strict pull-ups before kipping, before butterfly. But in certain case scenarios, like, that doesn't apply when you think about really hard. My only example is Gary. He has always, you know, Gary with his shoulder and trying pull-ups and this yeah. and that. And he's got some strength. And then we found out the other day that him doing this small butterfly thing
mm-hmm.
actually didn't hurt. He was yeah. progressing. And when he tries to kip, now he's an extremely unique case. And it's taken us literally almost a year to even navigate to that.
Right.
So these are all generalizations. But I think what differentiates our gym, once again, is we will go that extra mile to figure that shit out. And it will keep me up at night if it's a challenge that we just have no idea about.
Yeah. Yep.
So definitely. I'm sick. What do you do then?
What's the rule? Like, well, number one, if you're sick, don't come to the gym.
Right.
Then we're all getting sick.
Exactly.
But I feel like it's like neck and below, like take a day off or so. I didn't mean to make that rhyme.
That's Dr. Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth.
I didn't mean to make that rhyme.
Neck and below.
Take a day off or so.
Take a day off or so.
I think you know that when you're like coughing up green phlegm and it's like, ugh.
If you're
as opposed to just, I got a little scratchy sore throat and a runny nose. You know you can push through that.
If you are contagious, stay the way from the gym. We are a very tribal place and people come frequently. So, yes. But if you just are like have some, typically when people have sinus infections, they're just simply allergic to some sort of mold, dust, weather, something. And people are like, why does that happen in the winter? Well, you're inside a lot. That's exposed you to a lot of the crap.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
too, like going upside down will make sinuses worse.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It's just being smart. I know it's kind of hard because we're talking to adults, but like if you don't feel well, maybe it's not the best day on a flow day to take it accidentally too far like I did on Monday, right? Like a flow day turned into a compete because it just happened. And then,
or like you think, like, I think I might be getting sick. I'm going to go sweat it out. And you just like make it so much worse.
Yeah. Like today's flow day, snatches and handstand, but like I actually float it because I feel the tension in my body getting a little bit up there.
Meaning what? Like you didn't sleep well?
Nope. Slept great. I actually felt in the workout, my hip, which is, you know, I've had hip things to the point where I can't even sit, stand, squat, anything for, you know, bouts of half a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt it not liking me that much. So I slowed down and focused only on the technique, walk to the pull-ups, walk to the handstand push-ups, all that stuff. And that's perfect. If I would have just cared about the score that day only, I'm probably going to tweak myself out. And I don't feel like ever being tweaked.
Mm-hmm.
The gym should not put you on the couch. The gym should make you better for your life. We went over that before. So
what about like mental, like,
yeah,
maybe
I think your program though, like I think the way you design it is really freaking good because hopefully you can have a mental day or
well,
two.
Let's talk about what does a mental day mean? Maybe you hit a flow a little too hard and then it was a compete and you hit that really hard. And then it was like you did barbell and the class and you're like, man, I did a little too much, but I still want to work out. What would you do then?
I mean, you cannot go wrong with like steady state rowing and
what
skill
about
work.
If you just want to do the class. What
oh,
would you do?
Okay. You just want to do the class. I love how people have to announce, hey, I'm flowing this workout. I love it. I actually like it. But you will hear people be like, man, I'm just flowing this one today. Woo! Because they want everybody to know like, hey,
I could kick your booty,
but I ain't going to do it right now. And I think that that's important because
it's important to have that option because people love to train. They mm-hmm. love to work out. And then I would rather go in and be like, hey, I'm flowing this. Everyone around me, listen, I'm flowing.
Yep.
And then not work out at all.
Exactly. Because innately this aggression, the hell's the thing I always used to say?
Training angry?
Training angry. There's another one. Dark horse. The dark horse mentality. That gets you 2 years? Three? I don't know. I don't know if there's ever a darker horse on planet Earth than this guy. I'm going to get that for my next tattoo. But we have lived through it. And we understand that you have to have a little bit of intensity control. Or mm-hmm. you will wind up not being able to fitness in a couple 10 years.
Yeah.
And that is not fun because our gym is supposed to get you better for your life, hanging out with your kids, hanging out with your grandkids, driving a lifted truck when you're 75, you know, hopping in and out, you know, being a badass. So there it goes.
Yeah. So take those flow days. That's why they're typically AMRAPs
mm-hmm.
because you don't have to worry about who's doing what next to you. Because it would suck to have a flow day and be like 10 rounds or whatever. And then someone finishes 12 minutes and someone finishes 28 minutes.
Yep.
So that is why we do so many AMRAPs is because you have the ability truly to flow and not really worry. I think naturally you're going to be like, well, he's going pretty fast. Should I go that fast? Or she's already on round three and I'm only on round two. I think that's a natural thing. But once you get into the groove of a workout, you're not really focused on that.
Also, you have the opportunity to go to boot camp. Boot camp is free if you're a CrossFit member.
Mm-hmm.
No one utilizes that enough. Today in boot camp, they actually did all glute work for an imam, and then they did some heavy deads after. I know you're like, that doesn't sound like boot camp, but it was a skills day. Imagine if you would go in there, you might not know all the people, which is cool, meet new people. They're mm-hmm. all amazing.
Yep.
And you actually just do something completely different than the class, then you don't really even have to worry about it. If you're too mentally taxed on, oh, I don't know about this compete day, but I really want to work out. Like, yeah, utilize that.
Yeah.
What a tool. What an awesome tool to have.
That's great.
We'll close this thing out. The main thing is just focus on what you can do,
mm-hmm.
not what you can't do. There is no rush to deadlift 500 pounds. There's no, unless it's an absolute goal of yours or before you die, there's going to be some minor setbacks or even major if you don't listen to yourself. listen to your body.
And understand that these are fit people problems.
Yeah.
These are things that people with chronic disease or who are obese, they don't have these problems. Like, consider these health issues. Like, not like you're a healthy person, so you're going to have these fit people problems every now and then.
That's a great example. That goes back to like, oh, I'm so annoyed because I don't have 7 unbroken butterfly, and like, it bothers me. And then don't forget that you have a relative that still thinks that, you know, simply cereal, orange juice, a bagel, you know, pizza at night and drinking soda all day, and they don't need to work out is like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So just focus on the good, not on the bad. It's the biggest one. And then listen to your body and be an adult. Be an adult. Slow down when you need to slow down. Reduce load when you need to reduce load.
And also use your coaches.
Use your coaches.
So this can, like, after we go over the whiteboard stuff, there's a disbursement of people. We're going to warm up. We're doing it, getting our equipment. Like, use that time or a couple minutes before class. Be like, hey, like Jay, he's like, my elbow thing. And he's like, I feel so bad asking you. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's our job. That's what you pay us for.
Yeah, it's literally, I'd rather you come. It makes me more sad when you don't come. And then I find out it's because, like, I broke my finger. And it's like, well...
Yeah.
I could have helped you. You could have been fitnessing this whole time. So yeah, use us. Don't be afraid to use your coaches.
Holler.